High-powered drugs, risky surgeries that may or may not bring relief. Maybe it's time to address causes instead of symptoms. Dr. Suzanne Foley of Seagate Chiropractic Care in Tampa focuses on the underlying causes of pain, using chiropractic care to bring health and healing without drugs or risky surgery. In pain? Call Dr. Suzanne Foley of Seagate Chiropractic Care in Tampa at 813-217-3539. That's 813-217-3539. Online at SeagateChiropractic.com.
The Health From Within program is presented by Dr. Raul Serrano and Dr. Suzanne Foley, who are board-certified chiropractic physicians specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit healthfromwithinradio.com for more information. It's time to transform your health. This is Health From Within with Dr. Raul Serrano of Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness in Palm Harbor and Dr. Suzanne Foley of Seagate Chiropractic in Tampa. Over the next hour, you're going to hear from experts about how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Raul Serrano and Dr. Suzanne Foley.
Welcome, Tampa Bay. This is Dr. Raul Serrano, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Dr. Suzanne Foley, and this is Health From Within. This is where we just help you guys go from fighting disease to truly building health, because Dr. Suzanne, nobody wants that, right? No. Nobody wants to sit there and just fight disease. You know, that's very reactive. That's that when you're fighting disease, you're already in sickness. You're already on the losing end. What we want to do is build health. And the way you build health is you stay proactive. You're on the offensive side of things. And that's what we're all about here. So we love just pouring into you guys, just giving you guys truth when it comes to health. You can reach us at healthfromwithinradio.com. That's once again, healthfromwithinradio.com. Or you can call/text us at 727-835-9332. Again, you can call or text at 727-835-9332. So today, we are diving in to what Dr. Suzanne and I both believe to be the number one step, the number one key ingredient to when you want to embark on your health journey, when you want to regain your health, when you want to take control again, right? Today, this is the number one step, and we're coining it. I'm having a little bit of trouble speaking today. We're coining it. Owning your health mindset. You have to own your health mindset. When you own your health mindset, that begins to shift. That begins to change. The change that you start to regain control. You take over your health, and you can start making those changes and truly building health. So, Dr. Suzanne.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I just love the enthusiasm that we have to just share with you guys the just bringing health and wellness, that health from within. And like Dr. Serrano was just saying, it all comes down to your mindset. You have to have a winning mindset. And, you know, at one point in my life, I was just going through lots of stress. My mindset wasn't there. I wasn't sleeping well. I was tired. I was just emotionally stressed, physically stressed. And that's when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, like you guys had heard earlier. And it was at that moment that I could either take the continue living this life that was not a maximized mindset life, that I wasn't able to fulfill my purpose and my mission because I was sick and suffering. And I could find that and just continue taking drugs and medications, or I could find the cause to the disease and start building health in my body. And the number one thing that I found for myself is that I had to work on my mindset.
Yeah, and if you think about that, I know we've shared your story in the past, but I like to for people to know, because obviously we have a lot of people, new people listening out there. You know, you were diagnosed with an incurable bowel disease, right? Called Crohn's. It's an autoimmune issue. You were told, nope, this is going to be with you for the rest of your life, and you're literally given no hope, right? And then the answers were always what?
Drugs and medications. And that day that I left the hospital, I had no hope until somebody sat me down and taught me the principles of health and healing. I thought that I was going to live on drugs and medications for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a key out there, because even literally yesterday, I'm sitting in front of a patient at the office, and the patient looks at me, and we go through their intake and all these different things. And like always, we always ask, you know, why are you here? You know, what's the truth? Why are you really sitting here in front of us? And, you know, she's like, well, I just want to get out of pain. And I'm looking at her chart, and her chart has all these things on there. And she's just, well, I just want to, you know, get a little bit out of pain. Excuse me. She wants to get out of pain. I'm like, but what about your autoimmune issues? And the answer was, oh, well, that's just going to be with me forever. Right. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. And that's what the medical system pours into people. They get them to the point to start believing that their ills or their disease, it's something within them, and that they're not going to be able to do anything about that. And that's obviously not true, because you sit here today, right, in front of me, you know, not only cured, but now you're leading people to health because of the truth that you've learned. So in that first step in owning your mindset, you know, as we go forward here, what are we going to be sharing with them?
You know, and I just love what you're saying, is that it breaks my heart for people to think that they're going to be sick and suffering and on drugs and medications for the rest of their life. It just is one of those things that breaks my heart. And the number one thing that you have to work on is your mindset. And when we come back later on today, we're going to be talking about why, your mindset of why. But we're going to be working also with making it bigger than yourself. For me, I had to really dive in and find out why I wanted to do this and why it was my purpose and passion to grab hold of my health again. But it had to be that it wasn't anything about me. It was about fulfilling the mission and purpose that I had for my life.
Yeah, we're going to come right back. And when we come back, we're going to give you the action step to owning your mindset. I'm Dr. Raul Serrano from Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness. This is my awesome partner, co-host here, Dr. Suzanne Foley from Seagate Chiropractic. And this is healthfromwithinradio.com. That's where you can reach us at. It's the website's healthfromwithinradio.com. And the phone number is 727-835-9332. Once again, the phone number is 727-835-9332. And we will be right back.
No one's excited about another doctor's visit for yet another prescription. What if you could find relief without drugs or risky surgeries? Dr. Raul Serrano and the team at Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness can show you another path to wholeness and hope. In pain? Call Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness today and schedule your initial consultation with Dr. Raul Serrano. Call 727-216-6775. That's 727-216-6775. Stop fighting disease and start building health with Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness. 727-216-6775.
Welcome back to Health From Within with Dr. Raul Serrano and Dr. Suzanne Foley.
Welcome back. This is Health From Within, and I am Dr. Raul Serrano from Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness. And I'm here with my awesome co-host, Dr. Suzanne Foley from Seagate Chiropractic. You can reach us at healthfromwithinradio.com, or you can call 727-835-9332. You can also text that number, because we're passionate. We love to just answer your questions and you get your comments back. And we want to, as we go along with the rest of this show and upcoming shows, we want to answer your questions. The concerns and comments that you have, we want to answer those. So once again, call or text 727-835-9332. And today we're discussing, you know, you left Dr. Suzanne. She was talking about how she went from having an incurable disease, bowel disease, to now sitting here cured and literally leading hundreds of patients down the path of wellness and regaining their health. But we were sharing with you the number one step that you have to take for that to happen. And that whole step starts in your mind. It's owning your health mindset. So, Dr. Suzanne, what's that step in owning your mindset? How do you go from sick, suffering, being told that you're going to be, you have the disease, you're going to be on medications for the rest of your life? How do you go from that to now owning your health and regain and taking control of it?
Yeah, and it all starts with mindset. It really starts with what we tell ourselves, positive self-talk, removing the negativity, removing that you're going to be have a disease for the rest of your life, and getting stuck into that sick and hopeless model. And when it comes to your mindset, you have to figure out a why that's just bigger than you. It can't be that we want to just lose 10 pounds or that I want to look good in a bikini this summer. You know, it can't be about that. It has to be about building overall health so that you can be there for your family, so that you can be there for your grandkids, so that 60, 70, 80 years old, you're still running on the beach full of life and vibrant, right? So that you can fulfill the purpose and the mission that God has for your life.
Yeah. And on the way in, we were just chatting about, when it comes to your why and your reason for being here and all these different things, we were sharing different stories, right? And you were talking about in the car on the way here. And then you mentioned a story that really impacted you. So do you mind sharing that with the Hoyt story?
Yeah, absolutely. So this story, it's just amazing when you see, you know, we think that if we're out of shape, we can't do anything. And the story is about a boy and his dad. And the boy was born with cerebral palsy. So he didn't grow up being able to run outside with other kids. He didn't grow up being able to just be a kid. And when he was in high school, he asked his dad, his town was putting on a 5K run, and he asked his dad if they could run it. And his dad was in no shape to run a 5K. He hadn't worked out in years. He was overweight. And his son asked him that. And he knew that he wanted to do that for his son, that he needed to regain back his health so that his son could be a normal kid. And when him and his dad ran that race, that 5K race, he told his dad that that was the first time he had ever really felt like a kid and like alive.
Yeah, and I've seen footage from him running, not that race, but other races, right? And you see him pushing this, essentially like a big, it's a wheelchair, but it's built for running. And it's just so impactful. So
it is. And so they went on to run that 5K. They now do Ironman. Not only does the dad do these, but he takes his son. So his dad is running the race with, just like Dr. Serrano said, pushing his son in a wheelchair. He rides his bike with his son on the bike. He swims with an Avon boat behind him, pulling his son across the water. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and think about that, right? When you go to owning your mindset, and when you go to have a bigger purpose than yourself, right? He instantly, the moment that his son told, when he tells the story, and he says, instantly, when my son said, you know, when we ran that 5K, it was the first time I felt like I wasn't in a wheelchair. I think that's what the quote his son said to him. It feels like that was the first time that I wasn't bound to a wheelchair. That instantly gave that dad a huge why, a huge reason for regaining his health, taking control. And if you know anything about Team Hoyt, they've ran thousands of races. They've been on, I think, almost every continent, except for like the ones that are frozen. And they've ran races, and they've inspired. They have a foundation now that they have, and they've just been able to inspire thousands and thousands of people through that one instance when his mind went from I'm sick, I'm overweight, there's no way I can run, to like instantly, hey, no, I have a purpose. And I'm gonna live to that purpose and that potential.
Yeah, and I just think it's so huge that people realize that when you make it something bigger than yourself, just like the Hoyts did, you're able to accomplish so much more. You wake up every single morning just wanting to accomplish that, right? It gets you up in the morning and inspires you. It helps you live healthier lives because you'll be thinking about that all day. It drives you. And so I really want you guys to write this down, really write your why down as to how you want to be, why you want to regain your health and start being there, whether it's because you want to be there for your family, your grandkids, or it's because you want to fulfill your purpose and your mission or your ministry, and you want to be healthy so that you can live vibrant and share God's word, whatever it is that has God's put in your heart that's bigger than yourself. I want you to start writing that down And really working, I mean, we're going to work through this too with you guys and just sharing with our whys are and our missions and why we do our radios and why we get up every single day and go to our practices and serve our patients and serve our community.
So you're right. And that's where health starts. It starts right there. Because don't miss this. You know, Dr. Suzanne and myself, we both have some health history in the past, right? We were both different issues, but we were sick, we were suffering, we were told by the medical establishment that, hey, this is the way your life's going to be, this is in your genes, and the first thing that had to happen is that we had to take ownership, we had to take control, and the way we did that was by getting a bigger why, you know, and we call it the big why because it becomes bigger than yourself, right? So when we return, what we're going to talk about is how do you establish a big why? And what do you do with that? How do you ingrain that into your being so that you can start fulfilling your purpose? You can start going forward and living out that potential. So this is Health From Within. I'm Dr. Raul Serrano from Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness. I'm here with my awesome co-host, Dr. Suzanne Foley from Seagate Chiropractic. And this is how you can reach us. Go to healthfromwithinradio.com. And on there, there's two links. There's one for Dr. Suzanne's office, which is in Tampa. There's another link on there you can click on, and that's for anybody in Pinellas County. You can click on that, and you can reach out to us, email us, call us, and we would love to sit down and just answer any questions you guys have when it comes to health. You can also call us, 727-835-9332. Call or text 727-835-9332, and we will be right back.
High-powered drugs, risky surgeries that may or may not bring relief. Maybe it's time to address causes instead of symptoms. Dr. Suzanne Foley of Seagate Chiropractic Care in Tampa focuses on the underlying causes of pain, using chiropractic care to bring health and healing without drugs or risky surgery. In pain? Call Dr. Suzanne Foley of Seagate Chiropractic Care in Tampa at 813-217-3539. That's 813-217-3539. Online at SeagateChiropractic.com.
Welcome back to Health From Within with Dr. Raul Serrano and Dr. Suzanne Foley.
Welcome back. This is Health From Within. I'm Dr. Raul Serrano from Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Dr. Suzanne Foley from Seagate Chiropractic. And today, we've been talking about the number one step that you need to do to literally regain your health. If you're on that path and you're heading down that path where doctors are telling you, hey, this is your disease, you're going to be on medication for the rest of your life, this is just the way life is, we got great news for you today. That is not how things have to, that doesn't determine your future. You determine your future. And you do that by owning your mindset. And that's what we're talking about today. How do you own your mindset? And what's the first step in that? And we left the last segment here talking about your big why. We shared a story about Team Hoyt and how the Team Hoyt dad, he had a son who was in a wheelchair. He was bound to the wheelchair and he ran this race. And when he ran the race, his son literally told him, that was the first time I've ever felt like I wasn't bound to a wheelchair. And instantly, that dad had a why that was much bigger than himself. And that why now became literally a movement around the world where they run races, inspire thousands of people. They have inspired and continue to inspire thousands of people to live to their potential, to really do more because of that one time when he sat down with his son and he ran that race with him. So that's Team Hoyt. You should look it up. It's a great story. But Dr. Suzanne, how do they construct? How do they get a big why for themselves? How do people do that? And how do they use that big why?
Yeah, so we were talking before we went on break is making your why has to be bigger than yourself. And when you do that, really, if you're not driving right now, if you're driving, don't do this. But I want you to really sit down and write down some things that are truly important in your life. Whether, like I was saying before, your kids, your family, your ministry, your mission, your purpose, things that really, really are you're passionate about, and that if you lost your health, wouldn't be able to do. And make it something big, like huge.
Yeah, and let's give us some examples, right? When I sit with the patient, you know, I'm sitting there, and these are questions we always ask our patients. Why? Because I don't want to be telling you what to do. You know, that's what the medical community does. Most doctors out there, you go in, they sit in front of you, and they just tell you what to do. You know, I remember when I was growing up, I literally would walk into the doctor's office, I'd sit in front of them for 2 to 3 minutes, and the next thing I know, they're pulling out that little white piece of paper, they're taking their pen out, they're writing something on that paper, and they're handing it to me, right, that prescription. They're like, here you go, this is what you got. They're always telling you what to do. I don't want to do that for our patient. I know you don't either. So we sit down and we ask, what is it that you want? Why do you want this? And here's the key. You say, make it big? Yes, make it big, because this is what happens. The example I typically get is like, well, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, why? Well, because summer's coming up and I want to look good in my bathing suit. Okay, that's a okay why, right? But if you take that why now and you kind of dig a little bit deeper, and you, let's say your why wasn't looking better in a bathing suit. Let's say the why was, you know what? I want to lose 10 pounds because I want to get healthy. I want to regain my health, stay healthy, so that when I have grandkids, I'm able to not only be in their wedding, but I'm able to dance with them at their wedding. That's a bigger why, right?
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure that we're taking vacations and I'm taking my great grandkids on vacations with me. And, you know, that's a bigger why. So that's what you're talking about. Make it big and you write it down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to write it down. I know we have a 30-day challenge that we're going to do for you guys. It's participation equals transformation. So really participating in your health. But you have to write that down. For me, I read mine in the mornings. It's ingrained in my mind. When I first started, I wrote it on an index card. I'd really urge all of you guys to put your big why on an index card. Keep it by your nightstand. Read it first thing in the morning, or keep it in the bathroom. Read it when you're getting ready in the morning.
That's where I put mine. Yeah, I put mine on the mirror. Like when I'm brushing my teeth, I had it right there. So I'm reading it every single day. So yeah, and the point to that you're trying to make is that ingrain it, like make it part of who you are, right?
Yeah, you have to own it. You have to make it part of yourself. That's why, I mean, I still read mine. I still go over mine on a daily basis. And I urge all of you for the next 30 days, keep that note card, index card with you, whether you keep it like Dr. Serrano does in the bathroom where you brush your teeth and you get to read it every single day, or if you're, you know, keep it by your nightstand, you read it first thing in the morning, you read it before you go to bed at night, and just really ingrain it. And then I really want to, you know, taking it a step further is that keep it with you all the time. Whether you keep it in your pocket, put in your wallet, in your purse, so that if you ever have a moment where you're deciding, you know, I can't do this anymore, or it's hard, and we all have those times in our lives where we have that negative self-talk, I want you to take your big why out, and I want you to read it, because that's what's going to take you, bring you to the next level with your health.
And that's the key. The key is to have it. I have it on my phone. I have it on my, like I said, on my mirror at home. Because when the time comes that a tough decision comes, you know, I want to make sure that I remember why I'm doing what I'm doing. So, guys, this is Health From Within. I'm Dr. Serrano. I'm here with Dr. Foley. And we are just passionate about helping you guys and helping people go from fighting disease to truly building health. And every week, we are going to leave you guys with a scripture of the week. And this week, when it comes to owning your mindset, it's about faith, right? No, this is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Bless you guys. Love you guys. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Health From Within with Dr. Raul Serrano and Dr. Suzanne Foley. This pre-recorded broadcast was sponsored by Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness. Find out more and schedule a consultation at healthfromwithinradio.com. And tune in next Saturday morning at 10 for Health From Within on Faith Talk 570 WTBN on Faith Talk AM 910 and FM 102.1.
No one's excited about another doctor's visit for yet another prescription. What if you could find relief without drugs or risky surgeries? Dr. Raul Serrano and the team at Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness can show you another path to wholeness and hope. In pain? Call Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness today and schedule your initial consultation with Dr. Raul Serrano. Call 727-216-6775. That's 727-216-6775. Stop fighting disease and start building health with Ignite Chiropractic and Wellness. 727-216-6775.